Jackson Roller, my tool is every news publication that printed this headline. Woman calls cops on black family with charcoal grill. So the story is a woman in Oakland is at a park where apparently they have some kind of ban on charcoal grills for some reason.
That's weird.
So it's an actual rule in some of the parks. So there was a family using the charcoal grill. So she called the cops.
Oh, and took said, it upon hey, using herself.
First of all, she is a tool, by the way. Like, mind your own business. Who cares if there's somebody using a charcoal grill? It's one of those nosy people that's like,
go find something else to do.
But that being said, there's no evidence that she called the cops on them because they were black.
They just happened to be black.
Exactly. It has no bearing on the story.
Yeah, they're trying to be inflammatory.
Now, I don't know if she's a racist or what.
She could be, but maybe not. We don't know.
But don't print headlines like that when you don't have evidence that that's the case. It's unbelievably inflammatory and it's very counterproductive. And that's just plain irresponsible journalism. And by the way, it does happen occasionally that somebody calls the police just because somebody's black. That happens. But in this case, we don't know if that's the case. Tools.
My tool is Regina Carpenter of Nashua, New Hampshire. Regina and her former husband, Jamie, went through an awful divorce. They didn't have kids, but they did have a 3-year-old Basset Hound mix named Rosie. Regina was awarded the dog in the divorce. So it's about 8 months later, and Jamie decides he misses having a dog, and so he goes down to the shelter to see if he can adopt one. And at the shelter, he finds Rosie. Apparently, about a month after the divorce, Regina had the dog at a park and wasn't watching her. She wandered into the road. She got hit and was pretty badly injured. And when Regina found out that Rosie was going to lose her leg, she told the vet, just let her die. I don't want a freak dog. Don't you just love this woman? An anonymous donor paid for the surgery anyway, and Regina gave up her rights, and then eventually Rosie was placed in a rescue shelter, and that's where Jamie found her. But Regina, the ex-wife, what a tool.